Hello, everyone. So I'm in a weird place. I'm in my bedroom, actually. I'm going to do the camp Q&A, but in my office, they're doing some work. It was not going to be a good thing to do it in there today. So I will be, if you guys could just see, I am using my windowsill as my camera prop, and I've got my laptop here. So I'm going to pull up. So that when you guys ask me questions, I can get them. And let me get situated. All right. So let me tell you about what October camp is going to be about. As you know, we had an amazing July virtual camp. So if you came to July virtual camp, I am pretty sure that you loved it. We have just not had anyone say, "Oh, wow, I wish I hadn't have done that." We didn't have technical issues. What we did was we made sure that my husband probably spent, I don't know, 3 weeks just figuring out how to make sure that our tech stuff was far and above anything that's going on the internet right now. So if you've been doing any other kind of virtual events, a lot of times they're super janky. Well, we bought all brand new equipment, we did all the things, and we made sure that it was going to be good. So for all of you who are worried about tech, the tech on our side is as good as you can get it. Like, seriously, it is as good as you can get it. And we also have tech people that literally are just sitting there and they are watching every single thing that's going on behind the scenes, so that if they notice, we had several people where on like your end, say you as the user, say that your side was going down and you were getting glitchy. Most of the time, we reached out to you to tell you were fixing to have a problem before you even knew you would have one. So that was like at the level at which on the tech side we were watching things. And then we could walk you through exactly what to do on your side to like tell them kids, nobody can be doing the TikToks and the YouTubes right now. Like on mama's side, we're gonna have to take it down a notch. But we just found most people had no issues. And it was a lot because of all the bandwidth and everything that we purchased and whatnot to upload. So that was one of the big things. Now, I want to talk about Kelly. Yes, I'm fixing to give you all the hints about what's happening in October because here's what I want you guys to know. It's very different than July. I am not going to be using the same content. Now, we might talk about like diet rules, but the theme of July was all about confidence and how are you going to like learn the stuff in order to be confident that you can keep your weight off, confident that you can do things. So we explored it from that way. This camp is all about self-love and how you talk to yourself. And it is about we're going to do everything in terms of really up-leveling the way that you speak about your weight loss on the way down is exactly what you're going to be left with once you get there. So the whole theme of October is more going to be shifting to how do you, like, what is self-care? And I don't mean manicures and pedicures. Like, what is self-care? How does it get done? What's the most important versions of self-care? How do you make time for it? How do you quit saying you don't have time for it and all those things? So self-care will be a huge component. Body image is going to be another huge component of this one. We are going to talk a lot about really loving your body. I've got some exciting things that are happening soon around body image stuff, and I'm researching a lot on that. So you guys will see more of it. But in October, I want to do a lot of really appreciating your body because we're not being taught how to do it these days. We keep trying to lose weight to feel better about our body. And you have got to fall in love with yourself. Essentially, if you want to go through like losing weight just requires you honestly to become a whole new person. It's not about just learning how to eat something different. It's literally about becoming someone different. You can't keep thinking like a dieter and lose all your weight for good. You can't keep thinking like a dieter and expect to just love your body magically when you get there. So we're going to talk about getting over like fears of loose skin. How do you start looking in the mirror? We're going to talk about our closets and the clothes we're hanging on to. We're going to do a lot of things like that. So it's really going to be a camp that is based on the theme of self-love and it's where I will be tying a lot of concepts together on, like, we have to quit being afraid to love ourselves. Another thing that I really want to address at October camp is that fear of, but if I'm not hard on myself, if I'm not like disgusted with my body or whatever, how would I ever be motivated to keep losing weight? Those are some of the things that we're going to do. So most of October camp is going to be just all about, oh, another thing that I do want to do. I've been pulling together all my ideas. Of course, I haven't written it yet. I'm still writing. But one of the big things that I want to do is a whole section on your past, on really understanding your past, how much your past has. So I watch a lot of us shit all over our present day self based on our past, based on things we learned in our past, things that we experienced in our past and stuff like that. And what I want to do in this camp is really kind of do a lot of work on exploring your past, learning how to stop letting your past rule the day today, but also I was actually reading this book, and I don't want to give it all away because it's kind of heady and I just listened to it, but you know if you're evolving as a person, if your past is evolving along with you. So one of the things that I was thinking about when I was listening to this was something that has significantly changed for me over the course of my life is, you know, I held on to a lot of pain, regret, anger, you know, people let me down, all this kind of stuff. As I've learned to love myself more, as I've challenged myself to just change how I think about me, I've watched my story about my past change along with me without a lot of active work on it. And I think that you know that you are starting to evolve when you start going back to your old stories and you start finding some of the lessons. Suddenly, it's like the past just starts evolving along with you. So we're going to talk a lot about that concept at the October camp because all of us have a past. And every single one of us has something from our past that we are probably using against ourselves today to not lose weight, or, you know, we're bringing these past diet rules along with us. And we just have so many things that we drag along in our life and we go to blaming for why we can't do today. So that's going to be a big piece. So that is what I want for all of you. My goal by the end of October camp is I want you to feel like you have the blueprint that you need to start radically loving yourself. I want you to end camp with a fresh perspective on you, not on other people, not on your weight loss journey, but on you. That is going to be the theme. So I thought really long and hard about what I would want for this one. And I watch what you guys talk about. And I just think that self-love is going to be the next huge thing for all of us. If for some reason you can't come to camp, we are going to have this current self-love course. It is on the books to rewrite in the next 6 months. So we are going to rewrite it. It won't be as in depth. It'll be good. Don't worry. I don't ever bring something that's not good. But we can do so much in 3 days together, especially when I have your undivided attention. I'm setting the stage. So a lot of the things that I do, if you haven't been to our events, I do the same things in the virtual events as I do in the in-person events. I create the atmosphere for you. We make sure that the experience that you're having allows you to really think and to really look at yourself and to do it all in a very safe environment. And I think that's also one of the key things is that this is a very safe, inclusive environment. We make sure that, you know, if you want to get coached, you know, we look to make sure first that that you're really comfortable with being on camera and stuff. There are some of you who will never want to get coached, but you will want to learn from the girls who do. So we always have coaching. We always have Q&A. We have all of you. So we are in Zoom meetings at camp, and that means it's different than what you do with me in a regular Zoom. You're in a meeting room where you can see your fellow campers, and we divide you guys up into smaller rooms. So you're in a room with only about 200 to 300 people versus in a room. We already have 700 of you signed up. We're not even near the end of the registration. So I promise you, Chris and I told Chris when this one was over, because we have to, for every Zoom room that we have to buy an entire Mac system to support one Zoom room. So we buy a brand new Mac system and I bring in a coach or a community member who like runs the chat, answers the questions, make sure everyone is well taken care of. So we had to have four for this one. Actually, we had five. We had five. So Chris had to have one for technology. We had three Zoom rooms that we were running for the coaches. And then we had one that's just like the overall monitoring one where it just kind of watches things. It watches the screens and whatnot. So I just told him, I said, here's what I want. I don't want any rooms more than 300 for now. Like, that was such a good amount of people to where the chat was, where people could find enough people like them. They could talk without there just being too much going on. There was just all kinds of things. And we've decided at this particular camp, we're going to have what's called a quiet room. So there will be a Zoom room where we won't be chatting. So if you are someone who's like, I just don't really want to see the chat, like I just want to focus, it's distracting to me, we actually are going to have what we call the quiet room. There will still be a coach. So if you do have a question, the chat will only be for like, I have a question, but it won't be just like, amen, or, oh my God, are you from Michigan too? So like our extroverts will have their area, and then our people who are just like, I just need silence. I need to just feel like it's just me and Corinne. We're going to have that too for you guys. So that's kind of like, and if you don't want your video on, you don't have to have your video on, but you do have the opportunity that if you want to see everyone, you can. So that's kind of the neat thing, is that you get like this Brady Bunch screen and you can see all the people who are there. You can watch them work and do all kinds of stuff. And then in the breaks, a lot of people dance and do all kinds of stuff. I think we are also, for this camp, we are working out the tech issues for this, but I'm 100% sure we're going to get it, because I would just die if we can't make this happen. I tell my husband, like, I thought you were a tech guru. I want a DJ. So I know that sounds crazy, but I do not want to try to run camp and all the worksheet music and stuff with just like Tony, the sound guy, and his iPhone. He's not exactly a DJ. Let's put it that way. So I want to hire a DJ to where I can cue shit up as much as I want. So let's see. Y'all tell me, what questions do you have? Let me get logged in. The big things to remember are, we are going to have, if you register by August, I think it's the 14th. I think it's next Friday. I'm almost 100% sure. Let me check. Yes, by August the 14th. If you register by then, there are two bonuses that you will get. You will get the Best of July Camp highlights, and you will also get a, it's like a coaching, like, highlight reel of some moments that I did earlier this year at an exclusive event with me, where people came for 6 days to train. And it was a lot of coaching on, like, what do you do when you just don't want to do it? So you will also get that. The reason why we have a bonus to get you guys signed up as fast as possible by August the 14th is because I have to start ordering the amazing swag boxes. So we have also changed the swag out. So you're going to get, there's a couple of things that are the same, but there's a lot that's new. So I really wanted to make sure that the box that we ship you, that when you get it, I want you to cry. I want you to be excited. I want you to open it and be like, oh my God, it was worth everything for the box. Like that, I told Sadie, I said, y'all know Sadie does all my stuff. I was like, it's got to be, when they open it, they're just like, I just want all the claps. Our last swag box was great. It was really great. People loved it, but we're going to take it up a notch. And it's also stuff that you can only get for camp. We're doing some like special camp things. So my accountability group rented an Airbnb so we can be together for camp. Can we be in the same Zoom room? Yeah. So here's how we did the Zoom room this last time. And we did this, we also did this for this particular camp. What we said was, if you're doing this with your accountability partners, or even if, let's say your accountability partners aren't in the same Airbnb, that you know, y'all are spread out all over the country. just pick one room that you all are going to go into, and then you all go in. What we found this time is we only had one room that had a little bit. Coach MJ's room had the most people in it most of the time. She was right at 300, and we think it was because it was the first room. So we might have a system where we say if you're an accountability group, maybe we spread it out or we assign you a room, but we do it by last name. Like you just whatever your last name, the first letter of your last name, go into this room, but it shouldn't be a problem. So you guys can always do this together. The way you can be in the same chats and you're getting the same coach and all that kind of stuff. So just so you know that we have a coach or a community team member in every single room, so that if there's any questions that you have or whatever, they're there answering questions. If there's what was nice is that, you know, when we do it in person, I mean, it's pretty wonderful, but when we do it in person, you know, I can only take as many questions as come up, and we can't have a coach at every table answering questions and stuff. What we found at this particular event was that people got to ask a lot more questions, and the coaches were able to answer things all throughout the experience. So it was like really helpful. It's like people felt like they even got more attention from me, even when it was just the coaches answering the questions. How would you say camp is different from watching your normal coaching on Zooms? It's just very different. So there's the experience, like where we have the music, we have videos where I teach. So we always start each segment off with about a 10 to 15 minute pre-recorded video where I'm teaching a concept that we are fixing to dive into. Then we break into a workshop. So at that point, what I do is you have questions and stuff, and you're workshopping, you're answering things, you're digging deep, you're moving the needle. Then we move into the coaching and Q&A segment where we start bringing people on after it's very topical to that moment, and we start bringing people in and they start getting coaching. And then I riff a lot. So like at this last camp, I developed two concepts that are going into the No BS rewrite just because I was like thinking and listening and based on things that were getting asked, I developed a concept lifetime. So it's very experiential, which is a little bit different than just watching a Zoom. You get the benefit of seeing the other people. Now, if you don't want to be on camera, you just turn your camera off, guys. You don't have to worry about that. We also auto-mute everyone. So you don't have to worry about accidentally turning it on, going to the bathroom and flushing a toilet. So we turn everybody's sound off for you guys. But it's just kind of neat seeing other people working alongside of you. The other thing I think that's different is just like watching me even interacting with different rooms. At this one, we're going to have big screens where I'm going to be able to see the Zoom rooms as I'm talking. Last time, I couldn't see anybody. I just saw the cameras. I didn't see a Zoom room, so I didn't know what was happening. This time, it's going to really feel like I'm in a stadium where I can see the faces of my people. And some of our camera angles, we're setting it up to where you get an amazing shot of when I'm coaching. It's like watching, it's the difference between just watching me just straight on and watching me at a talk show with different camera angles. It's like Oprah, or we keep calling it, we always theme everything. We want it to be TED Talk meets an Oprah show. I want you to feel motivated, and I want you to feel like you've learned something and that it's interesting and short segments of stuff like a TED Talk. But I want the passion and the energy and that feeling like we're all together like you would like at an Oprah show or something. Let's see. Yes. And everybody, if you can't attend live, but you really want the self-love, if you register, you will get all of the recordings. We do a very professional job. We break it down for you. Our July campers are watching it already. I've got so many of them are rewatching and relearning and picking up things every day in their virtual Facebook group. They're still yammering and talking about the stuff that they've learned and what they're doing. When you start October, when you join, we are already putting you guys into the virtual Facebook group over there. So you'll have that also to start meeting people who are going with you, to start talking about things. And in the next couple of weeks, I'll be making a few posts getting going ahead and getting some of the things that I'm like, all right, tell me where you struggle with this particular thing so that I'm building content based on exactly what you guys need. Well, we have a pre-camp group like the in-person camps. We don't assign accountability groups anymore because so many people already have accountability groups. But Christine, once you get into the virtual camp, if you want to ask, like, is anybody looking for an accountability partner or anything, I would just make a post in there and I'm sure that you can find some. Would you consider having a breakout session for business builders? Marilyn, I won't be doing it at this camp, but there is something on the horizon for all my women who want business coaching. I'm looking at doing a couple of things around that just because I just think if you're trying to build a business and your mind's a doo-doo mess, it's going to get in the way of your weight loss. So I've got some stuff on the horizon. It's probably not going to be until at least October before it happens, only because our main focus right now is No BS Rewrite 2020 2.0. That's the name of the project, and it is so good. I have spent the last 2 days face down scripting things, and this is the best fucking content I've ever written. Amen, baby Jesus. Like, just telling you right now, like, I am like, I read it out loud to time it to see how long it's going to take. And I'm like, oh my God, I just can't wait to do this. This is so good. Ugh. Do you send all the swag boxes to the international members? We do. We send it to all of the international members. The boxes will start shipping on, I think, the last day to register to get a box will be technically September 20th. But the more people that register by August 14th, the more I know how much swag to order. I will order extra, but guys, as I told y'all a few days ago, I got a tiny garage and it's got a workout facility in it. I'm the storage unit. I don't want a bunch of No BS swag like in my house because I ordered way too much and have to hold that shit over to January. So, by the way, just so you guys know, we're about 75% sure we'll have a January version, but it's going to be a New Year's kickoff and it's going to be all focused on, it's not going to be about self-love. It's going to be all about New Year, New You, like ready for 2021. I think everybody will be collectively ready. And I want to spend the New Year's with you guys and do a lot of future self and like goal planning and all that kind of stuff. So I have it as a dream to do it. A lot of you have said that you're loving this virtual experience so that you'd like a quarterly tune-up and have that quarterly experience. So we're looking at possibly trying to get a January one. The only problem is we're still looking for space to be able to do it. That's the other thing. All right. Is there an option to switch to the quiet room if the chat becomes too much for us? Yeah, at any time. It'll be on the webpage. So you always have, you'll have what's called the camp hub, where that's where all your information will be. We'll have this one page where no matter what, you just go there and then you find your room and you do this other stuff. So if you're like, man, this chatting is wearing me out, you just go to the hub, click on a different chat room and switch out. We don't assign you chat rooms. We ask you to use the alphabet system, if at all possible, just so we know we're spreading the rooms out, but it does not have to be perfect. So if you want to switch, you just switch. Will there be a recording of the October camp? Yes. I'm a nurse and just got called for the need for some weekend work that I typically don't do. Yes, it will be there. You'll get all the recordings. In fact, we sent the recordings out, I believe, earlier this week, maybe on Monday. So that means that, I don't know, how many weeks was that? Within 3 weeks, we had it turned around for you guys. It was super fast. So I'm so glad so many of you loved it. it means a lot to me to read all these comments. If you're listening to the replay in the podcast player after this, I wish you would come. If you're nervous at all about whether or not the virtual experience is going to work for you, I wish you would visit the Facebook group and just read the comments, because I mean, it's all fine and good for me to say like, oh my God, we're doing it the best anywhere. I literally think we are. I know a lot of people who are doing like switching to online stuff, and it's janky and it sucks and the connections are terrible. They're not thinking it through. And I just told Chris, there's no fucking way we're having a virtual option unless we can do it in a way that makes it feel like we're all together. That, I mean, that's the thing. And you have to be willing to think outside of the box, and you have to be willing to, you know, make that experience. And we learned so, this one was our first try, and we learned so fucking much, and we're already coming up with better ways to make it even more intimate for you guys, better ways to like just keep it amazing. Having completed all the courses in No BS, is there any pre-work? Nope, there's no pre-work to camp. You just show up and you blow up. We do all the work there. How is this different from the relationships workshop? Relationships was, are you talking about the two-day workshop that me and Kathy did in person, or are you talking about the little weekend thing that we did over Zoom? It's nothing like the one we did. That was like the first time we ever thought, let's teach a class online. Let's see what, we just did it webinar style. We literally, and it was still good. We taught the relationship stuff as like on Zoom, just like we normally would anything else. We just went longer than we normally would. This is not like that. In fact, I will, Mary Jo, tell Sadie to get some of the clips together so that they can see what it's like. If you will go ahead and go to pnptribe.com, click on the live events tab on the camp page where like it tells you everything. There's a little 1.5 minute video of just like, this is kind of what camp is about. Like, this is what it looks like. You'll be able to see what it looks like. It's just a different experience. It's not just like I come on live into a Zoom. Although I know we have great Zoom calls and our coaching calls are amazing. If I could do them like a virtual event every time, girls, trust me, I would. But that's a little impossible. We are getting ready though to change a lot of that stuff out. We're building, one of the reasons why my office is under construction is because we are building a studio to shoot with our good camera to do our Zoom calls, where it's just gonna feel like watching TV. I just told Chris, I was like, I want, seriously, coaching calls, everything, anything that, like, I know the coaching girls, they can't come here, but anything you see from me, I want you to feel like you're like watching Oprah. Like, that's what I always think. I mean, I grew up just loving watching Oprah, and I want it to feel that way. So that's what we're working for all of you guys. What is the difference between a quiet room and just closing the chat and not using? A lot of people love the chat, so we want to keep those open for all the, in fact, 75% of our girls want the chat going. They like being able to talk to each other. They like feeling like somebody else understands. They like discussing the topics. They like having coach interaction, and they like just being able to say like, me too, or talk about where they're from. And we had a lot of accountability groups, new ones, be born from those chat rooms. We were surprised at how many people ended up making friends during the virtual weekend and then hooking up with each other. And then they've become really good accountability groups. So a quiet room, we're still going to have the chat. It's just in that room, it's, you know, that it's not going to be where people are talking about where they're from and stuff. It's literally, you're just messaging only when you have a specific question. Like, you're really watching and paying attention. And then if you have a question, like you have a detailed question, you ask the question. That's it. So that's a lot, like, that's very different than a room that where people are asking questions and talking about where they're from and sharing their personal stories and all that kind of stuff. How do they listen? What do you mean? How does people listen to this? Just with earbuds, you can put earbuds into your Mac, or you can just do all kinds of stuff. Like, you can just listen on your laptop. A lot of people they AirPlay on their big screen at home and they watched it. A lot of people did that. Some people went and got hotel rooms and took a weekend away from them for themselves. Some people rented Airbnbs and got some of their accountability groups together, and they just kind of traveled to a small group and did it. So we had a lot of stuff like that happening for this one. Are girls in more than one accountability group? Mm-hmm. We have lots of people who have 2 to 3 different accountability groups. It just depends on how social you want. Will we be working with being more confident? Not at this one, but I will just tell you, if you love, let me ask you this, Penny. If you learn how to radically love yourself, do you think confidence will now be an issue? No. It won't be. So that's how that happens. Are we going to work on body love? Like, what do you think about your body? Yes, a lot of that. Be prepared. Are there no BS shirts available that we could wear during camp or anytime or all the time? Mary, I am not sure, but we now have a swag shop that's open. If you go to pnptribe.com and log in, Mary Jo, can you link them to the Things We Love stuff? And then if you look there, I don't know if there's a Tracy, you're on here. Do we have a t-shirt yet? I honestly don't look. Tracy is our little guru of making sure things are done, and she gets all of it going for us and takes care of it. And I guess she'll let me know. I'm not sure if it's, but anyway, I'm not sure if we have any t-shirts, but we can look into it. All right, guys, if that's all the questions, I think that's all I've got for you. I just encourage you to think about it. If you haven't decided already, I encourage you to not think that because it's virtual that you can't get as much out of it. I want you to think about this. You're probably here because you're already loving a virtual experience. All you get, if you can sit here and listen to me yammer on for 20 minutes about virtual camp in a Facebook Live while I'm using my Windowsill, just imagine what it's going to be like if you are watching it where we have stages, DJs, just all the things, I will tell you, the camps are my baby. They are the things that I love doing the absolute most. I love a lot of things about my job, but the camps are my baby. I have been doing them since the very first year I started PNP. Back in the day, I invited, my first camp was hosted at my house, and I invited seven people. Well, I actually told, I had about 30 people that I worked with privately, and we were all in a Yahoo group. And we all liked each other. And I said, any of y'all that can make it to Nashville, you can stay at my house for the weekend. And we are going to talk all things weight loss. And we're going to work out together. And seven people that I'd never met showed up at my door to sleep on air mattresses, couches, and everything. We worked out in the street. We made my neighbors wonder what the fuck we were up to. When the very first, when we talk about having a dress up night where we all wear our hoochie tops and have a dress up night, it all started with that one, because one night we all decided all them girls had lost so much weight. They're like, let's get sexy and let's go to the Cheesecake Factory. And that became the very first Saturday night party for a camp. And it's just grown since then, and it's gotten bigger and better. And I remember when we were sitting in gyms in the floor with about 35 people, and I would just rail all weekend long. We've been in yoga studios. I remember the first camp when we hit 50 people and we actually got a hotel room, and we thought we were badasses because we had chairs and tables. I remember crying when I walked in the room because I was like, we're not even sitting on the floor anymore. I mean, talk about thinking you had arrived. I think we all felt like we had arrived. And then it's just gotten better every single year. And now they're like the crown jewel. They're what I just love being able to give you guys. I've always, they're like the party I always wanted to be invited to. Ever since I've been doing them, I always thought about, every dance I went to, every party I went to where I just felt like I didn't belong. And when I create Camp Weekend, it's always about, we feel like we're there together and that it's important. And I know that I have had such a blessed life where I get to go do things and a lot of you don't. And sometimes Camp Weekend is like your one time that you get a year to be able to just do you. And I take it so seriously. And I think about that while I'm crafting what we're going to talk about. And, you know, I literally spend one whole day making sure I got the right music for the right moments. I mean, I think about every detail for you guys. And I think one of the things I love about virtual is, I mean, I didn't know if it was going to work until I saw it work. And I'm so glad that it's becoming this amazing thing where when we finally do get to be together in person again, I already have it in my head how we're going to bring both worlds together and we're not going to feel separated. I think about it all the time. So anyway, I hope you come. Get registered so I know how much shit to order. even if you have to wait till after the August the 14th, we won't be shipping anything until after September 20th, but we ship everything today, so we will get it to you. All right, guys, that's it. I'm going to get out of here because I'm going to end up crying so much. I'm going to ruin my makeup. So y'all have a good weekend. I will see y'all tomorrow morning for Q&A at 9 a.m. Bye, y'all.